We spend a lot of money on our tackle, so today we're going to go through some quick little tips on how to keep your rods, your reels, and stuff clean. So, Alyssa, do your thing here. So what do we got to look for and what do we got to do to keep a reel clean?
So, first thing, you can take your reel off of your reel seat. That's this guy right here on your rod. This is good for both your rod and your reel. If you've ever taken your reel off your rod and it's kind of stuck, that means that there's some corrosion and grime and possibly dirt in here. So you just want to peel this off. And you can even actually use reel oil on this section just a little bit, and that'll make it easier to take this on and off the rod. And that's just your first tip for reel maintenance. Now, you also want to make sure that you're rinsing this down after every use. You don't want to use a high pressure hose. You just want to use a low pressure rinse on this and just the outside. So you don't want to be spraying up underneath your spool or anything like that. So the next tip is to oil up certain areas on your reel. You have a cap here on the right or the left side, depending on if you're reeling on the right or the left side. If you're reeling on this side, your cap's gonna be on the other side. And most every reel allows you to take the handle off. Now, when you do that, what that's gonna do, you wanna be careful that you don't lose your bearings here or your seal here. That's gonna open this up and allow you to lubricate in here. Now, there are certain applicators that have almost like a needle and allow you to go right in here and do just a very precise drop. You don't need a lot. It goes a long way with just a little drop. This is going to keep your reel spinning smoothly. So once you do a little drop of oil in this hole here, you can go ahead and put your reel handle back on. Or if you want to get wild, you can switch sides and see how that works out for you. return it to how you found it and then put your cap back on. And then just give it a good couple little spins here to spread out that lubrication that you put in there. And that alone is gonna keep your reel spinning smoothly for a long time. Now, the next thing that you can do for reel maintenance is to take off your spool. And you wanna be really careful when you do this, keep this upright. You have washers and your gear here, but some manufacturers will tell you that you can use reel oil in here. Some will tell you that you can't. So just make sure you check with your specific manufacturer and model for your reel before you do that. But at the very least, you can get in here with a clean cloth, maybe even a damp cloth, and make sure that there's no debris on your spool shaft or inside your spool itself, because that's definitely going to make it reel a little bit rough. And then another fun trick is a compressed air can. Something that you would use to like clean out your keyboard, for example, and you can kind of blast that through here and make sure that there's no debris. And then this will go back on in a very specific way. You'll want to spin it until you find it. Your cap's going to pop off. Make sure there's nothing in here too. And then just tighten it back down. And that is how you take care of your reel in a very easy way.
So fishing tackles, just kind of like the old saying, like with a boat, right? A happy ship's or a clean ship's a happy ship, same thing. Mm-hmm. So keep your tackle, your lures, everything, you know, nice and clean, and just like you would your boat, and it'll last you a long, long, long time. So anyway, I hope these tips helped. We will see you guys out on the water.